But we have to see all ways possible to spread Krishna consciousness the best. Sometimes people sees me in the train station or in the airport with my computer, and they are laughing. They say, "What? A monk with a computer?" But actually, our renunciation is to use everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So the first time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Jagannath Temple and saw the deities of Lord Jagannath, he fainted. Any one of you knows why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fainting and why we don't faint when we see Jagannath? What is the difference?
Can jemand erraten, warum Sri Chaitanya in Umbach gefahren ist und wir nicht, wenn wir die Birkenstein sehen?
Why is Lord Chaitanya fainting and us not?
Warum hat Lord Chaitanya
very good. This is the reason. When we see Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra on the altar, we cannot see that God Himself is there. Therefore, okay, Jagannath, we offer obeisances, but we don't have this vision that actually here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a living person in the deity. So today in my lecture, I would like to speak a little bit about this, developing this ability to see the deity as Krishna Himself.
Heute möchte ich in dieser Lesung versuchen zu vermitteln, wie man Krishna sehen kann, wie Gott sehen kann in diesem Bildgestalt.
Who of you would like to faint when you see Jagannath?
Wer von euch möchte Ohnmacht fallen, wenn sie Jagannath sehen?
This is not a fainting because of epilepsy.
Das ist keine epileptische Anfall.
This is a fainting because of love.
Das ist ein Ohnmachtfall auf Liebe.
Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya was staying in Jagannath Puri, and after some time he went for 2 years to travel in South India.
So nachdem er eine Zeit lang in Jagannath Puri war, hat er 2 Jahre
And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, whoever will see him, they will become overwhelmed by this love of God. Mahaprabhu would embrace people and they will become electrified with love of God. And after 2 years of journey in South India, he came back to Jagannath Puri. And when he came back to Jagannath Puri and he came to the temple of Jagannath, was the ceremony of the Snan Yatra that we did today.
Und an dem Tag, als er wieder nach Jagannath Puri kam, das war gerade der Tag, an dem dieses Sanya-Zeremonie durchgeführt
wurde. And when Lord Chaitanya was looking at Jagannath receiving the Abhishek, he was full of pleasure.
Und als er diese Zeremonie sah, als Jagannath gefahren wurde, wurde er selbst mit Freude erfüllt.
In Jagannath Puri, when there is the Snan Yatra, the three big deities, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, are brought outside of the temple under a type of protection against a sun, like a roof or something like this.
Have the Shotke in Zandar, that is the highest.
And then there are many priests who have big conchal like we had, and they pour the juice, but not on the mirror. They put the juice directly on the deity of Jagannath.
When Peter priest is in Dharavati, he gives the Bipishad directly to the Jagannath.
It's really, really beautiful. In Zurich temple, we have also the motifs of Jagannath, and we pour the liquid directly over the deity. And it's really such a beautiful to see those jewels flowing on the body of the Lord.
In Zurich temple, Baba, when the Gauhari Thakur to ask the candidates, how does he also the Gestalt of God
So what is the reason? Why are we giving this bath to Jagannath? Is Jagannath in need of taking a bath? Usually we take a bath if we are smelly. To purify our body, we take a bath, usually. But the Lord is always pure. Why should the Lord get a bath? A bath is giving satisfaction to the sense of touch. People like to take a bath. It's a nice feeling. So we give a bath to Lord Jagannath to please him. We recognize that the Lord, he also has senses. And by giving the bath, we want to satisfy the senses of Lord Jagannath. I was telling you in the beginning of the Abhishek, it is the attitude that is most important, not directly the ritual. Once I was in Zurich temple and we were giving the same ceremony like we did today, but to the Murti of Prabhupada. So I went. So I went to the Murti of Prabhupada and I poured the juice over the Murti, and then I went to sit back next to a wonderful devotee. That was, his name was Shankararanya Prabhu. He was my, he is still my Shiksha Guru. And when I sat next to me, he told me something very important. He said, look, there is Bhakti. There is love of God. What do you mean? He said, look, the devotees, they are pouring the juice over the deity of Prabhupada. and their mind is totally thinking, I want to give pleasure to Prabhupada.
Und im Geist heißt es, oder sie alle, oh, ich möchte den Bildgestalt, den Gestalt von Srila Prabhupada Freude bereiten.
This is bhakti. When our consciousness is fully focused together with our activity to give pleasure to Krishna. The perfection we want to reach will be reached only according to how much we are able to please the Lord.
Die Perfektion, die wir erreichen können, hängt davon ab, wie sehr wir nur auf die Befriedigung von Krishna zentriert sind.
Any one of you is a perfectionist?
Ist jemand von euch ein Perfektionist?
Ja? I know many perfectionists. They want to do everything very good. Whatever they do, it should be the perfection. But the real perfection is connected to how much we can give pleasure to Krishna. And we will attain all perfection. In everything we do, we will attain perfection when we can please Krishna. There was one wonderful devotee who gave us an example of this attitude. His name was Nishingananda Brahmachari. He was very poor. He had just a small bowl to beg for some vegetables and for drinking. But he had so much love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wanted to do service. When you love someone, when true love is in your heart, you want to serve. So Nishingananda Brahmachari, because he was very poor, he was doing a very specific service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was walking with thousands of devotees,
but
chanting. And they were all chanting the holy name. A big kirtan. And they were all going to Vrindavan. Can you imagine Lord Chaitanya going to Vrindavan, in which bhav, in which mood Lord Chaitanya must have been in going to Vrindavan? And all those devotees around him chanting and going. So Chaitanya Nishingananda Brahmachari was just sitting and closing his eyes. Narasingha
Brahmachari was
So what he was doing in his mind, he was arranging a road for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to walk on.
Und in seinem Geist hat eine Straße oder einen Weg konstruiert, auf dem Chaitanya gehen könnte.
only in his mind. He was taking away all the stones, the thorns, all the stones, torn, he was taking them away from the path of Mahaprabhu. He would make gold on the path. And in between the gold, he would put some jewelry, some crystals, some emeralds. And then, so that it will not be too hard, he will put fragrant flowers on this gold and jewelry for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to walk on. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing on the way, he was looking all the road that Nishinkananda was doing in his mind.
And as Srila Tani is a big beginner, I had a tiny guy, so to say, then big, then Nishinkananda Prabhu considered a guy.
So this is an example how we can serve the Lord with our mind, with our desire to please Him.
That's a Beispiel, wie wir den Herrn nur allein dadurch zufriedenstellen können mit dem, was wir denken.
Because when our mind is fixed on giving pleasure to Krishna, our attitude will be there also.
Denn wenn unser Geist von vertieft ist, darin Krishna zufriedenstellen zu
How is it for you to translate? It's okay? Yeah? Okay. So let's keep on going. So like I was telling in the beginning, it is our attitude that counts for the service of Krishna. And for our attitude to be there, our mind should be thinking that what you are doing is for the pleasure of Krishna. Now this technique of worshipping Krishna in the mind is actually a very advanced technique. So because we are not so able to do that, the Lord come directly in the form of the Murti.
So, daher, weil wir nicht so geübt und so fähig sind, nur im Geist zu führen, kommt der Herr in Form eines Bildgestalt.
And when he's coming as the Murti, we can actually express our love and service to the deity in a very easy way, in a very very easy way.
Also erleichtert das uns sehr, das Denken an Krishna und Dienst an ihn, wenn er in der Form einer Murti oder einer Bildgestalt erscheint. Es ist viel leichter für uns, einen Bildgestalt zu dienen, als irgendein Gedanken in unserem Kopf.
We were doing that ceremony now, of Abhishek to Lord Jagannath. But we did not realize how deep is what we were doing. If you go out of this feast today and you meet some friends and they ask you, what did you do in the temple? You will tell them, I have seen God directly and I gave him a bath.
Mm.
But this I did not say. Please don't give extra comments. I understand a little German. What is very deep into what we did is that by giving pleasure to the Lord, we receive the real pleasure in our heart. Everyone is looking for this affection. Everyone is looking for this love.
Jeder sehnt sich nach Liebe, nach Zufriedenheit im Herzen.
But I have a bad news. We are not looking in the proper place to receive this real love. The love we are looking for is temporary. Only when we can give pleasure to the Lord, this love is eternal. Do you know that the love between man and woman is actually the strongest type of love? But do you know that 70% of the marriage come to a divorce after 3 years only?
Aber 70% aller Ehen scheitern und werden geschieden nach 3 Jahren.
That's American statistic. It's maybe not as worse here in Europe. But this shows even the strongest type of love is very often on a temporary level. But when our consciousness is truly turned into giving pleasure to the Lord, this type of love is everlasting. And Srila Prabhupada gave a very interesting example for that. He said, when you are dressing the deities, when you are decorating the dressing, giving them beautiful ornaments, beautiful clothes, you will feel. Yeah, maybe I should not speak too long. Then we will lose all desire to dress ourselves so nicely. We will not care so much because we are so satisfied inside of us of giving pleasure to Krishna in that way. The same is with cooking. When we are cooking and we are truly looking to satisfy Krishna by offering what we have cooked, then our greed for eating is just away, just going away.
It's like if by coffee, then we are to Krishna, coffee and even to Krishna, but for me, we are greed and
So this is the mercy of Lord Krishna that is coming in the form of the deity close to us so that we can experience serving him directly and giving him pleasure. When the Krishna comes as his deities, then our relationship with Krishna can become personal. How long should I go with to God. Because without God having any form, there is no real relationship.
When we are unfortunate that God can have a form, then can we have kind of echte Beziehung.
And we can see that many, many people in this world are attracted to a relationship with God where God do not have any form.
And we say in English that there are very few intentions that to deny him have God own a form for to share.
And that's all right. This is Brahman. This is authorized.
That is in order that is Brahman is an unterdrückte form.
And many of them, they see God as the universe.
And Peter said he didn't see God as alles, as the universe.
The universe told me. They say, the universe told me this, or spoke to me. Or the light. But why are they so much attracted to this impersonal form? Because in this aspect, they don't need to invest into a relationship with God.
So Brahman needs to investieren. Sie können ohne Gefühle praktisch außenstehen.
They can also do all they want. There are no rules.
Yeah. Because alles, weil sie ihr Leben so führen wie bisher, es gibt keine Regeln oder keine Verbote.
But when God is taking a form, at that time we can enter into a relationship with Him.
Nur dann, wenn Gott eine Form annimmt, könnten wir eine persönliche Beziehung entwickeln.
How can you offer your meal to light or to the universe? It's very abstract. It's not possible.
Es ist sehr abstrakt, wenn man denken würde, man kann eine Mahlzeit dem Licht anbieten oder dem Universum.
So when the Lord comes in His deity form, if we worship Him in that understanding, in this desire to develop a relationship with Him, then Krishna Himself manifests to us in the form of the deity.
Also when we are divinized in this form, then can Krishna Himself, so to say,
For many years I was traveling with my spiritual master, and he had small deities of Radha and Krishna this size, and I was the pujari. And very often my Guru Maharaj would say, if you worship them with love and devotion, if you really see them as persons, then they will appear in your heart.
And my Guru Maharaj had me then gesagt, when you really indeed see as personen ansiehst, then werden sie in deinem Herzen sich etablieren.
It's the same here. Lord Jagannath, we come and see Lord Jagannath. If in our mind we think that's just a form, that's just a statue, then there is no chance for Jagannath to reveal to us.
So when we did make yourself to say and think that's a form, a pupa, or a living in another art of material being, that when we make these material victim.
But if we see that Jagannath, He is directly a person. He is directly there, just waiting for our offering. Then Jagannath will manifest to us. Maybe he will move his eyebrow to give you a sign. Everything is possible for Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada said the same. Srila Prabhupada said the same in one lecture. in a lecture, Srila Prabhupada said, if you think that the deity of Jagannath is just made of wood, Jagannath will remain wood all your life. But if you see that Jagannath is the Supreme Lord, then he will speak to you. So according to our perspective, the way we approach the deity will reveal to us. Now there are few very specific services we can do for the deities, which are very easy. The first and foremost way to develop our relationship with the deity is by offering obeisances. Everyone knows that when we enter the temple or when we leave the temple, we are supposed to offer some type of obeisances. Sometimes we can just do a sign like this, or go on our knees, or flat on the ground. Is that a physical exercise? Like yoga? Those obeisances, is that a physical exercise? Is that a new style of Surya Namaskar? Do we just up, down, and that's done? We did what we were supposed to do. Temple president told me you should offer obeisances, so I do it. No, the meaning is I am offering myself to you, my Lord. We are putting our heart higher than our head. It's an act of submission. It's an act of giving oneself to the Lord. And this is ideal to lose our egocentric nature. So this is one ideal way to develop our relationship to the deity, is to offer obeisances with the understanding that through these obeisances we are actually offering ourselves to the Lord.
That's the ideal advice in
another way to serve the deity, which maybe I should ask you, we should make it a little bit dynamic, you should not hear too much. Please tell me, what another type of service for the deities? Let's see, you definitely know everything, but let's see for some others. How can we please Jagannath when we are in the temple?
You can to finish there in your temple,
what do you think in the back? Prabhuji. How can we satisfy Jagannath when we are in the temple? No idea. Okay.
after the day I'll be doing?
Something we can do that is very, very nice is to sing for the Lord. To sing and to play instruments. This is very, very nice service. And not only should we sing when there is an audience which is there to listen our singing, but even alone we should sing to the Lord. Another wonderful way to develop our relationship with the Lord is to pray to the Lord.
Another advising is to help to be.
You go to Jagannath, you fold your hands and you start to speak to Jagannath.
You can't fold it. You start being Jagannath and you hand it out or speak to Jagannath.
How do we pray? How is prayer supposed to go? The first step, we should glorify the Lord. My Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so great. You are in control of everything. You are the most compassionate for all living entities. Anything we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam or other book, any glorification, we should start our prayer by glorifying the Lord. And then we can take a position of humility. My dear Lord, I have no strength on my own. I have no abilities to really do anything good in this world. I need your help. And then from this point, we can address the Lord and ask Him for blessings in our lives. Some days ago was the appearance day of Lord Balaram.
What are you talking about the Balaram?
And Srila Prabhupada installed in Vrindavan a motif of Krishna Balaram. And when the murtis of Krishna Balaram were there, Srila Prabhupada said, now there are no problems anymore. Now Krishna and Balaram are here, all our problem will be finished.
Yes, Krishna and Balaram here, then we can't problem we have.
If you have any problems, just go to Balaram and pray to him so that he removes them. Once Bhurijan Prabhu, a wonderful devotee who lives in Vrindavan, was trying to help a devotee who had some problems. So he told, Bhurijan Prabhu told this devotee, I think you need a psychologue. I think you need 1 hour a day of psychotherapy. So he said, every day you go to Balaram and for 1 hour you speak to him and you tell him everything. He will be your psychologue. And it worked. It worked. Some time later, Bhurijan Prabhu met that devotee again, and this devotee was ecstatic. Even we know that Krishna knows everything. He knows our heart. He knows everything. Krishna like when we go to him and open our heart to him.
Obwohl wir wissen, dass Krishna alles sieht und alles weiß, er findet es sehr schön, wenn wir uns ihm offenbaren, wenn wir zu ihm gehen und ihm unsere Verbindung offenbaren.
Why? Because it helps this relationship with Krishna to develop.
Warum? Weil es hilft, die Beziehung zu Krishna zu entwickeln.
If we think God knows everything, what is the reason of praying to Him? Then we are cutting the relationship. But if we, think God knows everything, but nevertheless I will go to Him and I will speak to Him, then the relationship becomes real.
Aber natürlich, wir wissen ja, dass Krishna alles weiß, aber wenn wir trotzdem zu ihm gehen, dann können wir diese Beziehung entwickeln.
Once I was staying in a place which is called Govindakund at Govardhan Hill.
Einmal war ich an Govardhan Hill in
Govindakund. And I was with my spiritual master, and for 1 month we were just chanting the holy name, nothing else. And one day, one group of 15 Russian devotees came to visit Satchinandana Swami. And Satchinandana Swami was telling them, when you are back to Vrindavan town, you go to Radhe Shyam and you speak to them. Your life will change. If you go and speak to them, you will see how your life will change. When I was serving those small deities, Shishi Radha Kanayala, Radha and Krishna deities, sometimes I started to speak to them. And not only I spoke to them in my mind, but I started to speak to them loudly. And then I felt so strongly in my heart the devotees giving reciprocation. And the voice in my heart was, wow, you really believe we are alive. The voice in my heart, the voice of the deities was saying, you really believe we are alive.
Die Bildgestalten haben mir im Herzen dann gesagt, ja, toll, du glaubst wirklich, dass wir leben.
So, when you are alone with the deities, try it out, to speak to them loudly, and you will feel how the reciprocation of the deities come.
So, das kannst du ausprobieren, wenn du alleine seid mit den Bildgestalten, sprich mit ihnen, und ihr werdet spüren, wie diese Erwiderung zu dir kommt.
And the last point I would like to make, I don't want to take it too long, because the whole ceremony was like stretched long. The last point to develop this loving relationship with the deity is to bring a gift for the deity. Who of you brought a gift for Jagannath today? This is actually very favorable. This is actually very recommended to develop our relationship to Krishna. And Krishna do not demand 100 euros.
Krishna for one can 100 euros.
Krishna said, "You just bring a flower." Just you come out of your house. Now it's summertime. Flowers are everywhere. Just pick up a small flower and bring that to Krishna. And in the eyes of Krishna, this flower is much more precious than tons of gold.
And in the eyes of Krishna, this little bluebird, female bird, has tons of gold.
Because in that flower is the intention of pleasing Krishna.
But in this bluebird, the object of the bush, Krishna to be.
This is actually another way we can develop this relationship with Krishna in the Murti form. Hemanka Gopal Prabhu, how long more do you need? 10 more minutes. Maybe let's do like this. We can open it now for question and answer. If you have any questions, or any comments, or we can make a little interactive now.
I was asking myself, how can we come from this point that we see Krishna only as a wooden figure to the point that we see him as a person? Because if I start to bring some apples or something to him as a gift, then he still is this wooden form for me. Will my can I develop some relationship by bringing this apple and hoping maybe one day he will not look so wooden like today?
Exactly. That's the process, actually. We have to start somewhere. For now, our perception of the deity is material. We cannot see a living person.
Yeah.
Oh, do we need to translate the question also? Maybe you just... Yeah, this is something that develops. Like, if you want to marry someone, you will not go to the first man you see in the street and say, I want to marry you. You cannot do that. You need to develop a relationship with a person, and then after the relationship develops, you will feel, maybe I should marry that person.
You can't take it to the first person,
The example has nothing to do with your ashram, or don't ponder about. It's just an example. Yeah. In the same way, for our relationship with Krishna, it's something that needs to develop. And by this development of relationship is going through service. This development of the relationship goes through service. And what is this service is the desire to please. So, for example, here is Jagannath. I'm sorry, Jagannath, I cannot see you yet as a person. But here is an apple for you. Please accept this apple and please help me to see you as a person. So you have two things here. You bring a gift and you pray to the deity. So you are...
You,
you are doing already two of those very powerful actions that helps this relationship to develop. That means you might not be able to see Krishna as God, and the deity as God directly now, but by doing that, Krishna will just reveal.
Krishna will take
And then the relationship develops. And as the relationship develops, as you get faith that he's actually really a person. I remember one year I was staying in Vrindavan in Krishna Balaramandir, and I was taking care of the Prabhupada rooms, where Prabhupada rooms are.
I arrived in Vrindavan and have the wife of Srila Prabhupada inside the little inn.
And there was a little shop where we would sell incense, books, and there were some deities of Jagannath on the shelf behind me.
There gibt es auch ein Laden, wo wir Bücher und Räucherstäbe und so weiter verkaufen. Und da war auch ein Bildgestalt von Jagannath.
And one day one lady came and she did not seem to know much about Krishna consciousness, and she said, oh, I want to buy those one there. And she showed Jagannath deities.
I just had come at a Frau, die auch nicht so viel von Krishna Bewusstsein wusste, und dann hat sie gesagt, oh, ich möchte diese Gestalten dann kaufen. Das war Jagannath und Baldi
Subhatra. And suddenly I felt like empowered to speak to this person. I was speaking to her, but I was feeling it's not me who is really speaking. And I told the person, do you know who they are? Do you know that they are living? Do you know that you should give them water and food when you have them at home? I did not know why I was suddenly speaking like this. It was not really me. Obviously my job was to sell items from the shop, but suddenly I was speaking in that way. Jagannath was empowering me. Jagannath seemed to say, I am here in my deity form. You have to instruct whoever takes me in their home. So it's a very small example, but as we practice Krishna consciousness and as we place our faith that the deity is non-different from Krishna, Krishna just manifests in the form of the deity.
So in the art and way that we manifest with Krishna.
One Mataji in Zurich temple, she had small Gonitai deities. Yeah, Gonitai. But because she was now living in the temple, and we had like the main deity of the temple, her own deities were in a small room somewhere else in the temple. And sometimes, as she was doing a little service for her own deities, she would hear in her heart, we want Khitri, we want Khitri. So this Mataji thought, oh my God, I'm becoming crazy. What is the story of Khitri now? And the next day, she sees another devotee in the kitchen that is not a cook.
The next time, Sasi, I don't know, Sasi has got to write in the future, the IDK, it's a Christian person like you know.
So she asked, what do you do in the kitchen? And she said, I'm making khichdi for your deities. And she said, huh? What? And the other, the devotee said, your deities, they were asking me that I give them khichdi, so I'm doing khichdi. Wow, this Mataji felt, my God. I did not hear. They were telling me we want khichdi, but I was not able to believe they were speaking to me. But another devotee could hear. And not this devotee thought, oh, that's just my mind. This devotee heard it and said, I do it. You want khichdi? I'm going and do khichdi. Yeah. I think everyone understood. Yeah. There, this one, everyone got it. So this is a small example how the deity is revealing according to the service and our desire to see them alive. So I think we will end here. Hey, Manga Gopal. What? You are ready?
Huh?
Okay. We will have a Gora Arati now. And then a short Arati, and then we will serve you Prasad. I hope you are not dying of hunger. So we will stop here, and maybe we can just help to bring those pots. Where do we bring all those pots, Emanga Gopal? Down in the... Okay, just next. Maybe, Mikael, you can guide the few persons to bring all that. And also those buckets we can remove. And if you want, you can just take a little fresh air or just restore yourself. And in few minutes, we start with the Arati. Yeah, you want to translate what I just said? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.